And then he met a man, he thought he knew somebody else, and a couple of phone calls were made, and a couple of connections went down, and they saw that he was a man who could deliver on time and at a fair price. Soon, the old used car lot became a massive General Motors dealership. Soon, the local junkyard got the contract for all of the local law enforcement all over North Alabama. And it grew and grew and grew. And there was a house built out on the lake, and the kids got to go to the better schools. But then the shit came down, and bodies started being found, floating in the Tennessee River and backing up against the locks of Wilson Dam. People started going to jail, and he couldn't go to jail. He needed way too much to go to jail. And he was worried about the family and what was going to happen to them. And he was sitting there with a shotgun in his mouth about to pull the trigger. But he realized that there'd be no insurance money. And the house on the lake would be up for sale, and the kids would be going to lesser schools. But he knew a man who thought he could help, and a couple of phone calls were made. And on a Sunday night, he had dinner with the family. And then he drove to the office, and he wrote out the payroll checks for the next 3 months straight. And he locked everything safe up in the locker. And he walked out into the night, got into a long black Cadillac, and rode out to Goose.